Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm sick of all the voices on your show. Can you change them up?
We will on Friday. Our buddy Chris Frangiola is going to be here on Friday. And midweek, Nick Allen tomorrow. Petey's with us. Yeah. And Craig Evan. Who else had Bill Macy? By the way, Clint Eastwood is not dead, so you Facebook people should Snopes everything. I saw that. This is so sad. It's sad that you don't know that he's not dead. I don't know if that's going to go viral or not, but I just saw it just 2 seconds ago.
Oh, I know most Facebook people double-check their facts.
All the, now, you know, you type in right away, this is sad.
Before they post anything.
And then the first posts after that are fake.
Yeah. A lot of them double, triple-check before they put anything online.
Not really.
Very thorough.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of the other players that had Bill Macy include but are not limited to Monkees and Vodka.
Oh, man.
MRSA-flavored Merkin gets a hit. As does Nip Tuck.
You had MRSA. Was it taste? Yeah. Has it got a flavor to it?
I'm not aware of it.
All right. Pushed it as,
at the same time, I didn't put it on a Merkin.
Could you? I know, but you had some on your neck. What'd it taste like, puss?
Musty.
Musty?
Yeah. Okay.
The other day online, I saw that Roger Moore died.
He did die.
Yeah. Two years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But they made it seem like it was it just happened.
Right.
Yeah, I got sucked in by that a couple of weeks ago, too.
Did you go, aw, all over
no,
again?
No, I didn't. It was, really? I guess he did die a couple years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Nip Tuck Uranus gets a hit, as does Parkinson's Paint Shaker.
By the way, did I read, is this right? Snopes this. I saw this headline, speaking of Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox losing his battle. Is that just was that a suck me in? Because I didn't click on it.
How do you win?
I don't think anybody wins a battle.
No, but you can stave off that battle. So is he losing it? It sounds like to me like it's not. He's not staving it off anymore. I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Because you don't know where that headline came
from? No, I didn't.
From.
I didn't even click on it. I'm just throwing it out there. So there, I just threw out some more gossip. Sorry.
I didn't look into
that. How long has he been messing with that? About 10 years now,
maybe? Longer than that.
Since the 80s.
He was in his 20s when he got it.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he was diagnosed back in the late 80s, wasn't it?
Late 80s, early, I think you're probably right, Puss.
Damn.
Soon after, his big fame,
Okay, I got a story out of March.
No, this was two days ago.
He has a new spinal cord problem that he's been facing, part of the Parkinson's.
That's horrible.
But that was 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Frankie Benali, the drummer for Quiet Riot's, got stage four. I read his little thing yesterday. He's had it for a while. He's fighting it. Says he's responding well, but he's got stage four pancreatic cancer.
What happened to the umpire? The guy who's just umping the Twins Yankees. He was only 52.
He had something.
I didn't see what he had.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, he did have.
He was having some sort of surgery, and I think his complications from that, if I'm not mistaken. But I could easily be mistaken.
All right, pick us up, Craig. Way too much death.
It was
fake
on
death.
This date in 1982. Well, let's see. The last Rambo film, is that out yet?
It's out.
Released?
Yeah, it's out. Did it come out?
Or are we just talking about
it? No, it came out.
It?
No, did it come out?
I thought we were
it looks
still...
good. It looks cool.
Last Blood, right?
Yeah. The one he
goes back and finds some family and fights off Mexican drug cartel.
Nope. It's now showing.
Okay.
At a theater near you.
Okay. So it came out, what, a month ago?
Yeah. So 82 was the was that First Blood?
On this date in 1982.
It wasn't called Rambo, by the way. It's just called First Blood.
Yeah. First Blood.
Yep. Yeah.
Then this one's Last Blood.
They renamed it over the years, Rambo First Blood, but it was just called First Blood when it came out.
Yeah.
And the character became huge. The original is a really good movie.
And again, I will say, only one person died in the
original
First Blood, and that guy fell out of a helicopter.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, Rambo didn't even kill him.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, he just hurt them all.
Yeah, he hurt them all.
He shot them all in the ankle? Yeah.
He stabbed them in legs.
He didn't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun.
Oh. No gun.
I've never seen a Rambo.
Oh, the original one is actually a good movie.
Yeah, the original one's good.
They exploited the character from there on out. Yeah, the original one is actually a really good, good movie.
He stabbed him in the butt.
Get him, guys! Stab him in the butt! That's where that clip came from. I've always wondered.
It is from Rambo.
That was a Rambo rallying cry. Stab him in the butt. I will find you and I will stab you in the butt.
David Caruso, of all people, is a young cop in that. Remember David Caruso, the redhead from
NYPD Blue? Exactly. And he was in one of the...
I think it was the original CSI, wasn't it?
No, that was CSI Miami.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Because he had the sunglass thing.
Yeah, that cool actor. Yeah, he was cool.
Get him, guys! Stab him in the butt!
That's from First Blood, 1982.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I have to go check that out now.
Yeah.
Amazon trying to fight against fake videos online known as deep fakes.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the deep fake I just saw recently is Terminator 2 with Schwarzenegger, but it's got Stallone's face on the body. I saw that going on. It's really creepy. Those deep fakes are amazing when they put the face right in the other guy's face. It looks like Stallone is starring as the Terminator.
What are they going to do to stop these? They can't stop them.
They can't. I was watching that show we watch on the Audience Network. You have to have DirecTV for it, but Jeff Bridges is on there last night. It's a recent interview. The interview show, the hour-long interview show.
Oh,
Sam Jones,
off camera with Sam Jones.
And he's done 70 movies, and nobody's a better actor than Jeff Bridges. He's amazing. And he's just talking about how he likes to document movie making because he said, in the future, he goes with the digital, and he wasn't lamenting it. He just said it's going to go away. He said somebody's going to say, "Hey, I want a little De Niro in here. I want a little of that guy in here. I want a little of that guy in here." And yeah, there's your actor.
Yeah. Well, I think he took because they
with the CGI now. So, yeah. I mean, when you watch those commercials for video games,
yeah,
don't you have to look twice, make sure it's not a real person?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing, and that's now. That's not in the future.
Because I saw the Al Pacino, Scorsese, De Niro talk.
That's great. I can't wait for that.
Pesci.
Right. They digitally made them younger.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the movie cost so much money.
Yeah. Somebody was saying, like, you see De Niro from, like, 10 years old to 50 or something, through the movie. Yeah.
I don't think he goes back to 10.
He's
20 years younger. He's 20 years younger.
There's, like, a big age gap around.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 or 30 years where they just digitally did stuff
that's
with their
why the face. That's why the movie cost $160 million. Yeah.
Oh.
Because of all the CGI.
And that's why Netflix said, well, we'll do it for you.
Yeah, they said a vast majority of that budget was the CGI.
But even that'll be cheaper,
eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that deep fake that shows Stallone as the Terminator is pretty cool. But they're trying to stop him, right? Well, that's not really harming anybody, but what are they trying to do? Stop the actual harming ones with showing people doing
something? Well, they want to be able to figure out which ones they are.
Well, deepfake is huge in porn. Now, I haven't seen one yet, believe it or not.
You will.
No, I'm just saying, have they taken a famous actress and made her in a porn movie?
Well, not in a...
Or can they
something
sue?
That... Oh, yeah.
I mean, hardcore porn.
Yeah, of course they could.
All right. Yeah.
No, I don't think some amateur could just toss it up.
No,
there.
But I don't know if it... I'm talking about really deep fake. That's amazing. I don't know who does it.
Amazon working with Facebook in the Deep Fake Detection Challenge. Amazon offering $1 million to help teams spot deep fakes. Facebook also giving researchers thousands of sample videos to use.
What's to stop? some tech geek who's capable of doing that by throwing up a Scarlett Johansson deep fake porn video
right.
on Twitter. There's no ramifications.
I was thinking of other girls, but you're right.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
There's no ramifications to anything that you put on Twitter. You can't be sued for libel or slander. I don't know
how that works.
In that case, you might be. I mean,
if you're using that person's face for porn purposes,
her image to make money, you've got issues.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're not making money on it. You're just putting it up on Twitter
for your own perverted pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, and those people might have some sort of trademark and license on their likeness, and you might be infringing upon that, which they could then sue you for.
Right. Okay. Yeah. How about you just pick a random chick and throw her up there just because you think she's hot?
Yeah.
And put it on Twitter. Like, then what are the ramifications? Yeah. Nothing. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah. It's tough.
Find some old gal in your office, put the face technology on her, make her famous, and then at her first viewing out in public, everybody be like, that's not her, man.
You'd be an evil man.
That's not her.
Yeah.
That's not her.
Yeah. Well, that's what pisses me off about the social media, that you can just go on and say whatever you want, and there are no consequences. The broadcast media doesn't have that.
Nope.
People get sued. People get fired.
Nope.
Yeah, oh, and our pilot buddy Michael, going back to Rambo here, says I think Rambo threw a rock and hit the helicopter windshield and startled the pilot. This is a big concern of mine every time I land.
I can see that.
He's got to make it fun. He lands every day.
Online, and I want to know how old it is, but it was a Lufthansa airliner.
I saw that. Yes, I saw this morning too.
Coming in,
landing.
Bounced. I think
bounce,
he was
bounce, bounce,
trying
and
to
skid.
Avoid a small plane. If you look at that closely,
yeah, it's real quick.
There's
right.
a small plane in the runway, but he bounces a few times and
bounces
then
over it.
Kind of skids to the side,
and everybody's fine, obviously. Yeah, but it's
looks,
a great. I saw it this morning too.
It appeared like it was about to tip over.
The guy was amazing.
Yeah, but
he bounces over that plane like a Frogger thing.
You don't know with the social media if that's 20 years old.
No, I saw this morning. It might be old. Might be old, but it was
because they put a lot of old stuff up there.
Or it resurfaced.
Speaking of social media, I tweeted out yesterday. You got to check it out. It's on a Busted Coverage show. Put out this picture of actually a video of this really hot Alabama graduate. She's being busted for being a drunk chick somewhere. So the cop is cuffing her from behind, and she's got this great ass, and he's a big fat little chubby cop, and she rubs her ass on his crotch, and she's going, "You like that? You like that?" Check it out. It's on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. And he's actually, in his defense, because there's some overzealous cops that might hit her or something. He's just kind of smiling. It's hilarious.
Pushing back.
He's comforting her, but yeah. Have you seen it yet? It's amazing.
No, I haven't. It's from Jason, too, and I apologize to any sponsors, but usually beer sponsors have pretty good sense of humor, and you'll find out why he says this. Jason says, Bud Light is trash. We don't need anything to do with their recipes. Number of movies Burt Reynolds made about smuggling Budweiser? Zero. Number of movies Burt Reynolds made about smuggling Coors Banquet? One.
He's right about that, but the fact is it wasn't called Coors Banquet at the time. It was just called Coors.
Signed.
And secondly, Budweiser was also available everywhere. They didn't have to smuggle it.
A local
in defense of Budweiser.
Miller Coors employee. So he's sticking with the team.
I just think beer companies want everybody to drink more beer in general.
No matter.
They're losing some market share to spirits, and stupid craft beer.
And craft beer.
Yeah. And brown, thick beer.
Why was Coors just limited to regionally?
Don't know.
At first.
No. Because
it was like Grain Belt.
Well, it was a Colorado thing. I remember being back east, and you couldn't find Coors. When guys got a case of Coors back years ago, it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Around
but like I said, that's showing our age.
There were a bunch around here. The Coors, the Grain Belt, the Fat Tire, even the Boulevard for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, like you just couldn't get any of them.
Right.
Yeah, I know when buddies of mine went to Montana, they would bring back Coors. Coors was in Montana.
But this is an old rap. That's so long ago. The Coors wasn't available across the country.
I know.
It was a local brewery in Denver. That's probably why. Or whatever.
Golden, Colorado.
They didn't have export rights or something?
Yeah, who knows?
They had trucks.
Trucks?
Yeah, I just found that video of the plane you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fake.
Is what? It really?
Yeah, the one where it's bouncing up and down. Yeah,
totally fake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the engines hit the ground but don't break off.
No.
Well,
they dip beneath.
Did you snuck to see it was fake?
Well, I can tell looking at it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I looked. I thought it might be real.
The engines dip below ground level and then just stay there.
See, we should be able to sue that guy.
Yeah.
For putting up his fake freaking video.
Well, Snopes it.
Twitter.
I don't have to.
Okay.
It's obviously
fake.
I
thought it would look real to me.
Twitter and Instagram are so, like, often breaking news now are used as news sources. Like, why are they, will the FCC, you think the FCC will ever revisit? Since they govern broadcasting.
News story. That was just a funny video to watch.
But that's what
wasn't listed as a news story.
Well, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. When do they cross the stream, essentially?
Well, this dumbass Zuckerberg on Facebook, he's saying that we're not going to pull down fake facts about politicians because they pay for it.
Free speech. Yeah. It's your right to lie.
Yeah.
It's your right
to lie. And we know how people get sucked into stupid stuff. It's ruining the country. Yeah.
No matter how innocuous.
Like Zuckerberg is. Yeah.
How important the topic may be.
Yeah.
Now, pay cable doesn't. They're not regulated by the FCC.
No. Nope.
They just want to do a credible job.
Nah, whatever.
Hmm.
Move on, Craig.
You think there'll ever be a social media governing body?
Well, they're trying to get into that.
I don't know. I think they've lost control of that.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Should have been one to begin with.
Yeah,
too
all right, late. I'm getting a crush of calls saying the Coors thing was they shipped cold and they wouldn't send it anywhere they couldn't ship it cold.
Back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day.
Got it.
And we didn't have trucks with refrigerators.
Well, not to get all the way across the country.
You brought the bandit out.
Get a few more reefer units.
Right.
Yeah, do the reefer units only charge for so long?
Well, they might have been expensive, and who knows? But that was the deal.
That's right. They insisted on shipping cold. So we had to stop somewhere in western Kansas because the beer was getting warm.
CVS is going to start delivering to your door via drone, thanks to a deal between UPS and CVS. Nobody's, no word exactly when it will begin, but the deal includes
creating... Peter's our drone expert here. I want to find out, has anybody seen one in any city yet that we're talking to? Has anybody seen a package fly over their fly over their head?
Their head while they're laying in bed?
Has anybody been in a yard and see a package fly in? I haven't seen one yet. We keep doing these stories, and I think it's going to happen, but has anybody... It's all just testing right now.
UPS recently became the first company to win FAA approval for delivering
like this.
We
haven't seen it yet, have we, right?
Apparently. Aren't these in, like, select markets, though, where they're...
We still haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Yeah, they have already been using drones to carry medical products between healthcare facilities in North Carolina.
Okay, all right.
And how expensive, Petey, is a drone that you would be able to carry a package of any substance?
Mm.
A couple 3 pounds, let's say.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about a lot of things that will really make me talk in this voice. But I
got to
think they're buying
that
in bulk, so that price, whatever it is not like, it's not cost prohibitive, obviously. You know, and the technology, it's just plastic and some electromagnetic stuff and whatnot. I mean, it's not... I assume that they assume they're going to lose some vehicles along the way. There's just too many variables.
Yeah.
You're going to run into a bird. You're going to, something's going to happen.
Somebody's
going to
take it. And, just going to take it.
Right.
You know,
somebody's going to fish it out of the sky.
Just take it, right.
Yeah. But I would guess $1,000 would, $1,000 to $3,000 at the bulk that they're buying them. Now, it's probably a $10,000 drone.
Right.
But they're probably getting them, $2,000,
$3,000. Now, would they be able to do this, Petey? Because, there's a lot of houses have a stoop and then it's covered. And so the Google guy or the UPS guy walks up and goes underneath that and sticks it up against your door.
Okay.
And will the drone lower itself to 4 feet, lower it right in front of your door, or just drop it in your driveway?
Look, even like
that's what I mean. I'm all for actually keeping people employed.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, you know?
Like even the consumer ones you can buy at truck stops.
Yeah.
Drones you can buy at truck
can
stops.
Can lower themselves and go
right
in. Well,
listen, they have sonar essentially on them.
Got it.
So like a bat, they can't see what's in front of them, but they can paint a 3D picture of what's happening in front of them thanks to a sonar type of thing.
All right.
Oh, it'll be like Star Wars, where Luke Skywalker dives into the canal on the Death Star.
So what if you leave leaving your house and you're dropping off a package and it slices your face right off?
Hey, there's that.
Think about
that's possible.
The UPS guy's going to see you and go, "Hi, how you doing, sir? Here's your package." You
the
walk out, there's a drone just slicing your face right off. That would suck. What happened? Drone attacked me.
Yeah, man, drone attack.
Yeah. Good thing I was just ordering Band-Aids.
I think it would say a person is just like anything else, is an obstacle
it
that it does
okay.
not want to run into,
right.
yes.
I would just think the anger would show up once in a while. You see, here's a freaking drone out front.
Well, that's going to happen once in a while until they work all the bugs out.
I realize that. Now, listen, obviously it's going to happen. You know,
I'm just amazed that it's like worthwhile. I mean, the flight times on these things are not impressive yet.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest expense is the battery, so they can fly longer. So for these to fly and deliver stuff
and then come back,
and make the route and get home is fascinating to me.
It is to me too, and I think that it's obviously
CBS
early stage.
Can pull that off because they've got a zillion locations. It would have to be something like that. Like, you know, there's pretty soon there'll be an Amazon warehouse in every major metropolitan area.
I've got a professional drone, and my max flight time has been 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
26 minutes.
And that's...
And the average flight time is probably 21, and that's in perfect
weather. So that's delivering and turning around and going back. You're right. That's too
long
a time.
Far.
That's not very far at
all.
It's
not very far.
Oh.
No, it's cost prohibitive to have somebody run over and pick up the drone.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
The drone's exhausted. Come get your drone, drop the package off, and enough gas to get back.
Well, could it be a situation where they send a truck out with a drone, the truck parks in one spot, and then zip, 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 zips, you know, just...
In a centralized location?
Yeah.
Well, that assumes everybody in that area is ordering a package, too.
Well, I think they have the technology to put all the packages in that area on one truck.
Yeah. There are some that fly longer, but we're not. There's nothing that can fly for an hour.
No,
there's
right.
nothing that can fly for an hour.
There you go.
So it'll be a while before a drone can bring me my weed,
unless it's bringing from next door, the neighbor.
Yeah. You're out front. Where's my freaking weed?
They might do that just for fun.
Right.
Yeah. Just drop a package in the backyard, and then the dogs will be all over it.
Dogs are high.
Out of Pasco County, Florida, as part of a Tweet Along program, the county sheriff's deputy there, Neil Zalva, posted about an incident where a local man repeatedly called 911 to report that his roommate had taken his weed. The deputy said he made contact with the gentleman and told him to quit calling 911 about the roommate taking your weed.
You guys are not helping your cause.
Now, recreational marijuana is still illegal.
Yep.
In the state of Florida.
There you go.
Even so, officials say...
Did the cops even care, dude?
No charges filed against the caller.
Good.
But they don't want him to tie up 911 either.
This is not an
emergency. But your roommate took your freaking weed, man. You're pissed, dude.
Dick it up with your roommate.
Everybody's fine.
I wish we had audio of that.
I know.
Because, you know, he sounds like a dumbass.
Yeah, dude, you took my weed. Dude, you've been taking my peanut butter for months.
Dude. Yeah, there's a lot of dudes in that conversation.
You know, I spit in that milk that you drink.
Dude, it was spoiled anyways.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.